possible? Could we be bringing this all back home again? Is it a new series of Conspiracy of the Insignificant podcasts, unlike the previous series, but better and funner and greater? And am I your host, PQ Ribber, bringing it all back to you one more time in sound and whatnot? And there's an added visual thing that we'll be telling you about. May as well now, because this show has no format. The Conspiracy of the Insignificant. Well, I've kind of taken over as video curator. So if you're a YouTuber, when you get your little pen and paper, subscribe to PQ.Ribber, R-I-B-B-E-R. PQ Ribber's Favorites. I am constantly adding material that I will now be referring to regularly on the podcast, and it will enhance your enjoyment of the podcast, because we are indeed living the podcast life now. Oh, man. Lots happened. I mean, the last time we spoke to you was right before our great and unusual gig in Santa Fe at former Angry Samoan and current blood-drained cows Greg Turner's birthday party and celebration, which was really cool. It was held on the side of a mountain overlooking Santa Fe. In fact, during the whole time we went there, we were never really in Santa Fe, just near it. But in any case, allegedly Dr. Panasofty has a video of it that will be incorporated into, yes, there is an upcoming Conspiracy of the Insignificant DVD. If you search Conspiracy of the Insignificant on your YouTube, there are already several little bits and pieces and curiosities that, if anything else, will further confuse you and your perception of what we might be. It's a great life. It's a wonderful life. The best part, or the weirdest part, about the gig at Greg Turner's was the mini disc recorder that I so luckily scored at the local thrift store got left there and has since been vanished. We'll talk more about that in a second. Hang on a minute here. Yeah. Oh, boy, it is good to be back. I've been listening to some pretty cool podcasts. There's one called The Overnightscape. Great. And he also does this side thing called The Rampler, and that's also great. And he does the Overnightscape Underground project. It's just all so great and crazy and fun. Oh, and this internet, let me tell you. You gotta love pachinko. Yeah, this is a circuit bent pachinko machine. Just so you can tell it from other pachinko machines. Oh, God. Yeah, this is on my favorites, by the way. Once again, you gotta go to YouTube, find user PQ.Ribber, PQ period, Ribber. Get there, subscribe to the favorites, and you're in business. That the best that you could possibly find on YouTube, or a lot of it. I mean, nobody can find it all, but I've been digging. I've been digging for your entertainment value. And that's really what it's all about. And the podcasting, the life, it's as well, that love. I'll talk to you about love soon enough, because, you know, that's what makes the Conspiracy of the Insignificant kind of function in a strange sort of way. Oh, man, I've become a spaceman. That's right, I have become a spaceman for the Conspiracy of the Insignificant. And my mission, oh, am I ever on a mission. Anyways, at this point, usually we play some music, hopefully by the band. So here's some Conspiracy of the Insignificant for your ears.
This is Barber, that same guy we met a lot. 50 large paper copies signed by Goodell. Rachel Lord's uncut and unopened. Very good. On 102, Californiania. Davis wrote an 8th manuscript account book covering the period July 10, 1868 to October 20, 1869. 12 feet recording his account with Littlefield Webb and Company. Inscribed in front, W.H. Davis, Esquire, San Leandro, California. 12, narrow 8 video, Black Morocco, marbled edges. On 103, Californiania. Historic Record Company, History of Pomona Valley with Biographical Sketches. Los Angeles, 1924, T.O. Illustrations. Three-quarter Morocco, worn, spine defected. Lot 104, Californiania. Pacific Telephone and Telegraph Company, Telephone Directory, San Francisco, Oakland, Alameda, Berkeley.
San Francisco.
1907, 8 P.O. Original wrappers, soiled ends of spines chipped.
What do you know? We was live at Moe's all over again. I love that. That was just such a great show. Oh, and there's photos on one of the videos. Again, I'm going to keep pointing you to YouTube and pointing you to YouTube until you finally do it and add PQ River subscriptions to your favorites so you can keep up with all of this crazy stuff. And you know what really bugs me about the lost equipment at the Greg Turner show? I had this great microphone that made me sound like this, but better. It had the great, it was some sort of reel-to-reel, came with a reel-to-reel machine from the 1950s, big, heavy, handheld microphone that had that great megaphony sound that, well, now I am achieving it through my secret method of using a large plastic cup. Whatever works. Whatever works. Hey, we're back. We are, once again, in competition to be your favorite podcast, and we probably already are. There's going to be so much more coming up in these next few casts. We're going to start doing it regular again. I promise you there's going to be readings. We're going to talk to you more about the upcoming CD, DVD, our show at the Black Tie this year, and Truth or Consequences, and trivia, and there's just so much I could catch you up on, but for the moment, let me just remind you that this has been the Conspiracy of the Insignificant podcast, indeed, brought to you by Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories. I myself appear courtesy of them, the Conspiracy, a certain Lil B, who I am very fond of, And the universe. Oh, it's good to be back. Tune in next time. Subscribe to the podcast. Listen to the old ones. The best is yet to come.